Paul, what did you see in the third period, I guess, that allowed them to get the three goals here tonight? Anything different from the first 40? Or?
Well, I didn't really. Actually, the first period was the one I wasn't really crazy about in terms of what we gave up and what we got. And I liked their second. They scored the power play goal, and they don't score to get another scoring chance until the second goal goes in. So I liked when we played. I mean, they got the momentum at two. I think we got two good looks at that. We had one on line and one on Scheif. And then they bat one out of the air with 15 seconds left. So that's tough to take. But we've got a pretty simple, defined job now, and we'll have to regroup.
Can you clarify the second goal, what you were told?
You don't get an explanation.
What did you think it looked like?
Hey, there's a set of rules to define it, whether it's on or off its moorings. I mean, the net is clearly about 4 inches to the right of where it normally is. To me, that would be dislodged, but the shot's on the way, and I think that that's the defining rule on that.
The winning goal, it looked like Trouba had maybe time to make a play behind the net, but was trying to eat it.
Yeah, there's a little too much time on the clock to be eating a puck there. We can move it. But not when you're not sure of where you want to put the puck, then the next best thing is to hang on to it, and we came out with it. I mean, we end up, it's on our stick when the scrum's out over.
Had a lot of screaming and yelling and banging sticks when we go into the room. It's pretty quiet in there afterwards. I mean, how do they get through this one that quickly? And
so you're going to eat it for the rest of the night, and then we'll go through the places in our game that we need to tighten up and get better at. We'll deal with the goals. So they understand it. And then you have certainly an edge going into the game in terms of, I don't mean over one team, but you're going to be a little grumpy about that one.
There's been no team has really grabbed onto momentum and carried it for long stretches of time. I thought your club would have maybe carried that momentum in the first period through, but the Blues never give up. What is it about these two teams where you can't kind of get the upper hand?
There's too much good action, even so it's been an almost a low event series, right? Not a tremendous number of shots. There's not 45 shots, but everything is dangerous, right? There's going to be chances that you're shaking the head at, you know, Kevin Hayes alone had a hat trick on his stick, and there's going to be a bunch of those. So it's tight. You know, it's going to be one more save at the end.
You referenced the Kevin Hayes chances and bounces at more goals as well, and also, the power play had a few good long looks at things. Has special teams shifted away from the Winnipeg Jets as the series has gone on?
Yeah, we haven't converted, and well, I've liked most of our kill. Again, you know, it's on our stick and our end of the ice, and we don't get the clear. It's in the back of the net, so it doesn't take a whole hell of a lot.
On the power play, it seems like the seam passes to Scheifele and Wheeler, and Laine aren't there as much, but there's been some plays to Byfuglien and Connor.
Yeah.
What's the play? How do you get around that? How do you get the goals again?
And that's the answer is that. You got five, they got four, so there are other options to move the puck around and other guys that can shoot it.
How long do you have to get on the
Nothing yet, no.
Would you anticipate potentially
going
tomorrow?
Yep, I probably should know by tomorrow.